To understand as much as we can about the love of God, we have to spend some time on the person who is doing the loving. Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved." What kind of love does God have towards us? God loves us with a divine love because, well, God is divine. But what does that mean? We oftentimes think of God in terms of one attribute at a time. For instance, you may have heard it said that in the Old Testament that God is a God of justice, declaring wars and such. And in the New Testament, He's a God of love and patience and compassion. Well, that's simply not true. God cannot be like that. God can't be separated into categories as if He were not loving and patient and compassionate in the Old Testament, or as if He's not a God of justice in the New Testament. Each of His attributes is maintained in light of all the other attributes. This is what makes Him God. And this means that God's love for the world is an all-powerful love, an infinite love, and a faithful, unchanging love. God's love is an all-powerful love, the love of the Creator who called creation into existence out of nothing, a love that cannot be overcome or defeated. The Bible says, what can conquer or defeat the love of God? Nothing. Paul writes, who shall separate us from the love of God? In other words, what force or person or purpose is strong enough to separate those who have been brought to God by means of His love for us? Paul also writes that God chose us in Christ before the foundation of the world. In love, He predestined us for adoption through Jesus Christ according to the purpose of His will. So God's love for us originated in eternity past, and it flows to eternity future. John Owen writes, though we change every day, yet His love does not change. If anything in us or on our part could stop God loving us, then He long ago would have turned away from us. It's because His love is fixed and unchangeable that the Father shows us infinite patience and forbearance. If His love were not unchangeable, we would perish. That's the type of love God gives the world in His Son. As you pray and reflect and worship on the love of God, would you also pray for our Creative Access missionaries throughout China? And also remember the Bicolona Sorsogon LifeWord broadcast that's heard throughout the Philippines.